Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar and their Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak, Dina Mamonos Beshlosha. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa presents five opinions about being ma'abur the year based on when Tekufas Tammuz, the summer season, ends. The second opinion, Rav Yudah holds, we are ma'abur the year if Tekufas Tammuz extends 20 days into Tishrei. Rav Yossi says that if the previous winter season extends 16 days into Nisan, resulting in the summer season extending to the 22nd day of Tishrei, we are Ma'aber. They both hold that Chag HaAsif Tekufas HaShana and the festival of gathering at that time of the year requires that at least some of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, when gathering is permitted, falls during Tekufas Tishrei. Yudah holds Yom Tekufa Gomer. The day of the equinox completes the former season. So if the summer season extends 22 days into Tishrei and the 21st day, the final day of Chol HaMoed, is the equinox, the new season begins on the 22nd and Ibur Shana is necessary. Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tekufa Maschil, the day of the equinox begins the new season. So if the day of the equinox would fall on the 21st day of Tishrei, they would not extend the year. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon argue where the season extends 16 days into Tishrei, because they hold the entire Chol HaMoed must fall during Tekufas Tishrei, and argue if the Yom Tekufa is Gomer or Maschil. Point number two, in the fifth and final opinions, Acherim say that we are Ma'abr the year even if the season extends into the minority of the month, 14 days. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitz explains that this Tana is discussing Tekufas Nisan, the spring season. He darshans, Shemor Sachodesh Aviv, guard the month of ripening, Nisan, to teach, Shemor Aviv Shal Tekufa Shiyeh B'chodesh Nisan, guard the ripening, the spring season, that it should begin during the moon's renewal in Nisan. That is, the spring season must begin during the first 14 days of Nisan, while the moon is still being renewed. However, because it's possible to simply add one day onto Adar, the Gemara clarifies that this Tana means that if the season extends beyond 14 days, we are Ma'abur the year. Ravina explains this opinion differently. It's discussing the autumn season, but in contrast to the previous Tanaim, this Tana holds the entire Yant of Sukkos, not just Chol HaMoed, must fall during the new season. He holds the day of the equinox completes the former season, so if the season extends 14 days into Tishrei, the new season will begin on the 16th. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa that Smicha and Smicha Zakenim both require three judges. The latter term refers to the elders on the Parlam Davar Shal Tzibor, like in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan explained that the first term means Mismach Sabe, ordaining elders to call them Rebbe. Abai asked Rabbi Yosef of the source to require three judges for this process. If we derive it from Moshe leaning his hands on Yahushua when appointing him the nation's leader, either a single person should suffice, like Moshe, or the entire Sanhedrin should be required since Moshe was equal to it. The Gemara leaves this as a difficulty. Rav Acha Breid Rava asked Rav Ashi if the one giving smicha must literally lean his hand on the one receiving smicha, and he answered, Samchilim b'shma. No, they ordain him by giving him a title. Karlei Rebbe, they call him Rebbe, v'yahiv le reshusa l'medan dinit knasos, and they give him permission to judge cases of penalties. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa presents five opinions about being ma'abur the year based on when Tekufas Tammuz, the summer season, ends. The second opinion, Rabbi Yudah holds, we are ma'abur the year if Tekufas Tammuz extends 20 days into Tishrei. Rabbi Yossi says that if the previous winter season extends 16 days into Nisan, resulting in the summer season extending to the 22nd day of Tishrei, we are Ma'aber. They both hold that Chag HaAsif Tekufas HaShana and the festival of gathering at that time of the year requires that at least some of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, when gathering is permitted, falls during Tekufas Tishrei. Yudah holds Yom Tekufa Gomer. The day of the equinox completes the former season, so if the summer season extends 22 days into Tishrei, and the 21st day, the final day of Chol HaMoed, is the equinox, the new season begins on the 22nd, and Ibur Shana is necessary. Rabbi Yossi holds Yom Tekufa Maschil, the day of the equinox begins the new season. So if the day of the equinox would fall on the 21st day of Tishrei, they would not extend the year. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon argue where the season extends 16 days into Tishrei, because they hold the entire Chol HaMoed must fall during Tekufas Tishrei, and argue if the Yom Tekufa is Gomer or Maschil. Point number two, in the fifth and final opinions, Acherim say that we are Ma'abur the year even if the season extends into the minority of the month, 14 days. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak explains that this Tanna is discussing Tekufas Nisan, the spring season. He darshans Shemor es haChodesh Aviv, guard the month of ripening, Nisan, to teach Shemor Aviv shel Tekufas sheyeh b'chodesh Nisan, guard the ripening, the spring season, that it should begin during the moon's renewal in Nisan. That is, the spring season must begin during the first 14 days of Nisan, while the moon is still being renewed. However, because it's possible to simply add one day onto Adar, the Gemara clarifies that this Tana means that if the season extends beyond 14 days, we're ma'abed the year. Ravina explains this opinion differently. It's discussing the autumn season, but in contrast to the previous Tanaim, this Tana holds the entire Yant of Sukkot, not just Chol HaMoed, must fall during the new season. He holds the day of the equinox completes the former season, so if the season extends 14 days into Tishrei, the new season will begin on the 16th. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa that Smicha and Smicha Zakenim both require three judges. The latter term refers to the elders on the Parlam Davar Shal Tzibor, like in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan explained that the first term means Mismach Sabe, ordaining elders to call them Rebbe. Abai asked Rav Yosef of the source to require three judges for this process. If we derive it from Moshe leaning his hands on Yahushua when appointing him the nation's leader, either a single person should suffice, like Moshe, or the entire Sanhedrin should be required since Moshe was equal to it. The Gemara leaves this as a difficulty. Rav Acha Breid Rava asked Rav Ashi if the one giving smicha must literally lean his hand on the one receiving smicha, and he answered, Samchim Bishma. No, they ordain him by giving him a title. Karlei Rebbe, they call him Rebbe, V'yahiv Le Rishusa, L'medan Dinit Knasos, and they give him permission to judge cases of penalties. Alright, so now we get a Simon Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simon is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekuf HaGomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after 14 days in Nisan gives us a leap year, three rabbis got up from the head table and called them Rebbe, giving him smicha. Once again, slow motion. The Bar Mitzvah boy. That must be Simon Daf Yud Gimel. The Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekuf HaGomer, or Maschil, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokes about Ibur Shana to ensure the autumn Tekufa is in Chag HaAsif. So the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekuf HaGomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after 14 days in Nisan gives us a leap year, which reminds us more brings the fifth opinion that Tekufas Nisan must fall in the renewal of Nisan. So the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekuf HaGomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after the 14 days in Nisan gives us a leap year, three rabbis got up from the head table and called him Rebbe, giving him smicha, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breid Rava asked Rav Ashi if the one giving smicha must literally lean his hand on the one receiving smicha, and he answered, no, they ordain him by giving him a title. They call him Rebbe, and they give him permission to judge Dine Kanasos. So once again, the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekuf HaGomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after 14 days in Nisan gives us a leap year, three rabbis got up from the head table and called him Rebbe, giving him smicha. All right, so now it's time for four blapach chazara. Daf Tes. So the simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The man sipping tea. Tea. That must be one Daf Tes. Tea. Teapot. The man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, which reminds us, Rav Akiva taught that the Torah compared two eidim to three to teach that just if one of two witnesses is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid since only one remains, so too if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rav Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos but not to monetary cases. Rebbe says it applies to both, but only bizman shehishu behen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aide. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, Watching a father's witnesses in the case of Moshe Shemra, who proven Zomri and the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayiv, mamon misa, which reminds the Gemara discusses of Edim Zomim of Moshe Shemra, who are killed, also pay money, and brings a case where the husband brings Edim that his wife committed adultery, and then the father brought Edim that said the first set of were Zomim, and then the husband brought Edim that the father said of Edim were Zomim. So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in a case of Moshe Shemra, who had proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayv mamon misa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because ein adam mesim atzmo, Russia, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one testifies that he had relations with a friend with consent, Russia, who he has testified about himself, that he is a sinner and disqualified from testifying, because the Torah says, Atashas Russia 8, do not use a sinner as a witness. Rava disagrees, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, a person is related to himself, main Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia, and therefore a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain, Pagin Dibura, we divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, which reminds us that Gemara brings sources from the Malkus if Malkus requires 3 or 23 Dayanim. Rabbi Shmuel requires 23 judges for Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from a Gezer Shava of Russia from Chayvi Mises. Rabbi says that Malkus b'makam miso metas. Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of a death penalty, requiring 23 judges. So the minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watch three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibra HaChodesh, adding a day into the month. Rava explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, meaning the potentially added day, the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that basin is only Mekadosh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. So the minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaChodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch 3, 5, and then 7 Dayanim be involved in Ibur HaShana, which reminds us that the Mishnah Rebbe Meir taught that Ibur HaShana, adding a month to the year, requires three Dayanim, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, B'shoshim Maschilin, they begin with three judges, U'b'chamisha Nosim and Nosin, they discuss it with five, V'gomrim B'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Two explanations are given for what these numbers correspond to. The first is they respond to the 3, 5, and 7 words in the 3 Psukim of Birkos Kohanim. The second is that three judges correspond to the 3 Shomri Asaf, gatekeepers. The 5 correspond to the 5 Moroi Pnei HaMelech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly, and the 7 correspond to the 7 Roya Pnei HaMelech, ministers who saw the king's face. Daf Yud Olav. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Olav is 11 stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat, star? That must be more on Daf Yud Olav, stars. When the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited, which reminds us it was Tana Brisa that a leap year is only established by judges designated by the Nasi. Once Rabbi Gamliel instructed 7 judges to come discuss extending the year, but found 8 judges there. He announced that whoever came without permission should leave. Shmuel Katan said it was he, but he had not come to participate, but to observe the process. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Sit, my son, sit. Ruyas kol shanim kuan li sabra al yadcha. It's fitting that all the leap years should be extended by you, but the Chachamim said that only designated judges may do so." The Gemara says that in truth, Shmuel Katan was not the undesignated person, but he sought to save that person from embarrassment. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, a rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as the deciding factors, which reminds us, the Gemara brings various factors for establishing a leap year. One braisa lists 3 factors for extending the year, ha'aviv, the ripening of grain, which must be before Pesach, parasa ilan, ripening of trees' fruits in time for Shavuos, for Bikurim, and ha'tekufa, ensuring the season begins in the correct month, as discussed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The year is only extended if 2 of these 3 factors are present. Our previous braisa is adding that if the required animals have not matured, this can be the second factor for extending the year. So when the judges gathered to extend the year, Rabbi wearing a star hat took the blame for coming uninvited. As the judges placed stars on the chart showing the grain, trees, and seasons as deciding factors, and the crowd rejoiced with star-like fireworks when Yehuda was one of the regions with the late crops, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that three regions are considered for extending the year because of late ripening crops, Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and Galil. The year is extended if two of these regions are experiencing late crops, but not for one. If Yehuda is one of those regions, everyone's happy because it means Yehuda's grain, which is ideal for the Omer, will still be moist. A Braisa teaches that the year must be extended in Yehuda, but if it was extended in Galil, the extension is effective. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers. 12 brothers? That must be learned Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Ein Ma'aberin Rosh Hashanah lifnei Rosh Hashanah. We do not extend the year before Rosh Hashanah. If they did, it's ineffective. If an extension would be announced so early, it may be forgotten by other Sheni, leading people to eat chametz on the actual Pesach. In cases of urgent need, where they may not find qualified judges, or a foreign power may later prevent them, they can be Ma'aber the year immediately after Rosh Hashanah. So the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game and called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, started to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tame, which reminds us, the Gemara brings about chokas about being Ma'aber the year because of Tuma. A Braisa states, Ein Ma'aberin Rosh Hashanah b'fnei HaTuma. We do not extend the year because of Tuma of a majority of Jews at the time of the Karban Pesach. Rav Yehuda holds that although someone Tame may not bring Karbanas, Tuma hutra b'tzibur. Tuma is permitted for the community, meaning when a communal carbon must be brought, and most Jews are tame. Since it's permitted outright and not duchuya, it's not pushed aside, there's no need to ma'aber the year, and he holds it is ineffective if they did so. Rav Yehuda supported his position with the incident in which Chizkiah HaMelech extended the year because of Tuma, u'bikesh rachamim al atzmo, and he begged Hashem to have mercy on him when he realized his error, because communal Tuma is hutra for Karban Pesach, and the year should not have been extended. So, the 12 brothers playing the Ibur Hashanah game, who called one of the brothers out when he was Ma'aber before Rosh Hashanah, start to argue why the brother dressed as a king was out, whether it was that he was Ma'aber because he said they were all Tameh, or because he was Ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a second explanation of Chizkiah's mistake, that he was Ma'aber the year on the 30th day of Adar. His error was about Shmuel's ruling that we cannot extend the year on the 30th day of Adar, since it's able to be designated as Nisan. Chizki was Ma'aber the year on the 30th of Adar because he didn't hold of Shmuel's ruling, but later retracted. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case of two brothers and a third person witnessing a murder where one of the brothers didn't give hasra? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number two, which daf do you learn that if the matter is as clear to the judges as the morning, they should say the verdict? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number three, which stuff do you learn that one receives smicha by giving him a title of Rebbe, permitting him to judge Dine Kenasos? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn about the second opinion of Chizkiah's mistake that he was Ma'aber the year on the 30th day of Adar? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number five, which stuff do we Malchus about Ibur Hashanah to ensure the autumn Tekufa is in Chag HaAsif? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss of aiding Zomim of Motzi Shemra, who are killed, also pay money? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's requirement of 3, 5, and 7 Dayanim for Ibur Shana? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss of Hasra for capital punishment must include the specific Misa one would receive? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn that were not Ma'aber the year before Rosh Hashanah because people might forget by other Sheni? That's on Dav Yud Beis. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we have the fifth opinion that Tekufas Nisan must fall in the renewal of Nisan? That's on Dav Yud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.